as far as the books that I make, I'm fascinated with the form and the structure, and I'm not interested in content much. But I look at my books more as a sculptural medium, and I'm interested in the shapes that I can get out of them and exaggerating. Maybe the cover's really thick with a really flat spine, that sort of thing. And I am gradually getting some content. They're still functional, but I mean, you could write in it, but it's more just an object. So I guess I go more that way, as books as an object. I love to combine the materials, the different papers and leathers and wood, and I'm sort of like this little vulture, always looking. I'm not above picking stuff up out of the street or the trash or whatever, if it looks like I could sew with it or if it would make a good cover. And I love to go into stores like the Axeman up in Minneapolis. It's just stuff, surplus stuff. And there's another one in Chicago called American Scientific Supply. That's where I got the little squares of mica that I've used for covers on books, and suture thread, and I just look everywhere, buy paper wherever I see it, and you know, just kind of accumulate them and then dig through and get inspiration. I tend to gather the stuff and then get the ideas from this stuff.